Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Superior Livestock, America's leader in livestock marketing. Coming up is Superior's video auction February 12th out of the Superior Studio in Fort Worth, Texas. Contact your local rep today to market your cattle. Consignment deadline is February 1st. You don't want to miss this February 12th video auction. Call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or go to superiorlivestock.com. Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
It's the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 38th Annual All Breed Bull Sale coming up Saturday, February 6th at 12:15 p.m. at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion, Cheyenne, Oklahoma. Over 50 breeding age bulls registered and commercial, including Angus, Slim Flex, Limousine, Composite, Sim Angus, and Red Angus and Hereford. For more information, you can contact Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or Earl Bottom at 580-821-0633. The Roger Mills County All Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 6th. The 2016 edition of the state legislative session underway with the State of the State given by Governor Mary Fallon yesterday afternoon.
I thought it was a very courageous State of the State and probably somewhat controversial.
That's former state lawmaker and current lobbyist for American Farmers and Ranchers Tommy Thomas saying that Governor Fallon courageous for being willing to talk about some of the sacred cows and controversial because she was talking about some of those sacred cows. According to Tom Buchanan, president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, they are very concerned about what the governor was referring to when she started talking about ad valorem tax change.
You know, the members of Oklahoma Farm Bureau certainly are understanding or cognizant of the budgetary issues that the state of Oklahoma is faced with, and we are more than willing to do our share as we always have done. But while we do support public education, we do have some concerns if we start talking about changing the ad valorem tax process. We want to be involved in that and work to a solution so that all Oklahomans benefit.
Both Buchanan with Farm Bureau, Thomas with American Farmers and Ranchers say they are concerned about the possibility of the state government reviewing agricultural sales tax exemptions as well. Thomas also indicated that the idea of consolidating those dependent K-8 school districts may not yield too many dollars in savings.
Some would argue that there may not be that much savings there because if you don't have a superintendent or a principal, whatever you want to call him, you have to have somebody generally there who will be in charge and involved in the day-to-day activities, and you have to pay that person something. So I'm not sure how much savings that would actually provide, but time will tell. The devil's always in the details.
AFR's Tommy Thomas, Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, also offering some comments on the governor's State of the State address, saying that cattle producers are appreciative of her can-do attitude that she expressed. Cattlemen, according to Kelsey, always approach hard issues with a positive attitude. He adds that, however, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association will be watching closely some of the governor's proposals. Her proposal to look at all sales tax exemptions could adversely affect cattle producers, as well as her ideas regarding ad valorem taxes. Those will be a couple of the key issues that ag groups will be talking with lawmakers a great deal about. President Obama will be meeting at the White House today with House Speaker Paul Ryan, House Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Several issues. It looks like discussions on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a key part of those discussions, hoping to find a way to get a vote on that issue sooner rather than later. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the Messner Ranch 55th Annual Production Sale, Saturday, February 6th at the ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at 12:30 that Saturday and will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 70 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. Located 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma. For more information, call Milton Messner at 580-273-9494. That's 580-273-9494. You can also download a sale book at dvauction.com.
That's your farm news. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.